Hi there, this is Dave Slusher. It is Friday, August 27th, TGIF. This is the audio blog for kind of the capstone of this week, and it's been a pretty big week in the audio blogosphere. The kind of intra-blog dialogue between myself and Mr. Curry continues, and it's really fun, and you know, it in a lot of ways, it makes me feel like I've moved up. It's at Thanksgiving dinner, and I've moved up from the card table to the big table with the adults. So it's been very kind of gratifying. One of the things that people have been saying, some of them joking, some of them serious, you know, some of them just to give me shit, have been commenting on the length of my audio blog posts. My buddy Jason Kunish, who I worked with at Orbitz, left me a comment on the weblog saying, "Dude, the nightly news is 22 minutes long." Which, you know, has been taken to heart. And, you know, I would like to be more concise in these. And as, you know, a fair number of people who know me in real life listen to these. And you know that as I'm recording these audio blogs, this is exactly the way I talk. You know, I can't tell an anecdote about, I can't tell you what the weather's like without, you know, explaining, you know, how the frequency of blue light goes through the atmosphere. I have an elliptical style. So while I want them to be shorter, you know, once you get past 20 minutes, my big magnum opus on the iPod platform was 20 minutes. If you get beyond that, it begins to get unmanageable, and you know, there's no sense in keeping it shorter than it needs to be, because, you know, what's the point of not serving the needs of the audio blog, right? If I'm going to do it, I might as well do it right. But on the other hand, you know, I don't have to say everything in the world. So what I'm going to do today, when I see the little counter hit 9 minutes, I'm going to wrap it up. So I have a song I want to include, a la Adam Curry, the way he does it. And so I want to talk about the song for about a minute. I'm going to interpolate the song, and then that's it. So this should be the shortest one yet. I've said this before, and I've lied, but I will do it. And I want to thank everybody. I've heard some good feedback on my big magnum opus. Adam Curry quoted from it again. You know, I've got emails and comments from people who, one of the guys that I worked with at WREK, who's a sports guy, this nice, great, long email, kind of, you know, talking about things that, thoughts that he had about ways you could use this with sports, and kind of, you know, crystallized thinking that he's had, and you know, what if you could convince Major League Baseball to allow for a few number of licensed, you know, through the air and through cable broadcasting, but let anyone do an internet broadcast of the game, to the point where you could you could watch the game on TV, or say you've TiVo'd it or burned a VCD or however you do it, and you could listen to the audio of like a fan-produced internet play-by-play instead of that. And you know, as an Atlanta Braves fan, you know, sometimes when they make the playoffs, the games are no longer on WTBS, and you get into, you know, CBS or ESPN or one of these outfits, so that the game is getting called by Tim McCarver. And let me tell you, I will chew my own ears off rather than listen to Tim McCarver if I have any opportunity. So a lot of people in Atlanta turn the sound down, turn the radio on, and, you know, listen to the Braves broadcasting, you know, Skip Carey and Pete Van Wieren and Don Sutton and those guys. And you could do exactly the same thing with a fan-produced sports broadcast just like this. So, you know, he started him thinking that way, and his mind's racing, and that's exactly what it's supposed to do. I'm not claiming really to be any profound guy. And let me tell you, I was this close to not publishing that. I almost deleted that whole post because what I was saying seems so freaking stupid to me. It seems so kind of obvious on one hand and pedantic and like, why do I even think anyone cares? And it's gotten more response than anything I've done. So, you know, sometimes you gotta fight that first impression, you know? Honestly, I was maybe half of a mouse click away from just trashing the whole thing and trying to do it again later. And that gets to another point, or two more points here. One is that audio blogging, and for that matter, text blogging, it's a skill. And I had a friend who blogs and doesn't blog enough, and you know who you are if you're listening to this. And he said, you know, well, I just don't feel like I have anything to say sometimes. But you know, this whole thing, it's a skill, and it just doesn't, you know, Hugh McLeod on gapingvoid.com doing a great job of pointing out, you know, the fact that, creativity, it just doesn't, it's not a gift from that angels bring and tap you on the forehead and bestow on you. Every bit of it is from sweating your ass off. It's fucking hard work. And blogging is no different. And my advice to him was, you know, every single day, pick a link, you know, that you've seen in your aggregator or someone instant messaged you or you saw on Slashdot or whatever, and write one post. It can be very short with very minimal commentary, and just do that. And do it every day, every single day. Don't miss a day, you know, unless you're just pathologically offline, you know, on vacation, you know, out in the woods. And just do that. And you'll find that it just gets easier. Your commentary will thicken up. I felt the same way at the beginning. It's a skill. And it's the same thing with the audio blog. My brother pointed out that the first couple audio blogs, he could hear me hemming and hawing and umming, and he can hear me kind of coming back into radio form the more I do it. It's practice, you know? It's just practice. And, you know, the other thing, point I wanted to get to is one of the nice things, I've been thinking out loud about how the audio blog interacts with the text blog. One of the things that fell out of the big magnum opus audio blog post is, you know, people responded to it and thought about it and responded back and clarified some of the ideas. And so the audio tech, you know, the speech version of it is fairly informal, right? You sit down, and it even with the editing, it probably a long text post takes longer than an audio blog post. But the written speech and the spoken word have different different affordances. It seems a little more official, or at the very least officious, when it's written down. And so in some cases, particularly if you want to make a kind of manifesto style text post, it's good to actually audio blog some of the subject matter first, let people think about it, respond to you, so that by the time it comes time to sit down and write it, you've actually thought about it more, people have challenged you a little more, maybe you've clarified thinking, maybe you've changed your mind, maybe people have argued you out of points by then. So that's one of the big advantages that I'm finding from doing both of these. And so it's helping my text blog by doing these audio blogs for exactly that reason. And so in both directions, I think it's stepping up my game. And good God, more power to it. I got a minute left. So the other thing I want to talk about, and somebody noticed this, and so this one is being, you know, as much more in the style of the first few. I'm audio blogging about audio blogging, so be it. You know, eventually I'll get this out of my system. A couple of you noticed that my gentle readers music, the first couple times, you know, it would start with the little theme part, that 30-second part that I begin with, and then, you know, the music would go under me, and then it would fade out, and, you know, the last 10 minutes would be just my voice. I did a little bit of editing with Audacity, which every day I use it more, I love it more. And so I tried, this is really hard. It took longer than that long audio blog post, making the music bid for it. I'm embarrassed to announce that I found, you know, beginning and end where I could splice it together reasonably well. If you listen, you'll notice it. But, you know, if I'm talking at the same time the splice happens, you'll never notice it. But if I am taking a breath and the splice happens, you'll hear where the music kind of goes from a really piano intensive part to not. So now I've got, you know, 40 minutes of that pasted out. So I should have that great gentle reader's music underneath me the whole time, every audio blog post from here on out. And that segs perfectly. I'm out of time, and now I want to talk about the song I'm using, which is Paul Melanson from his album Camera Obscura. It's out on Damon Records, which is Amy Ray's record label of the Indigo Girls. And which she said, it's a nonprofit label, but I'm not trying to make it that way. That was what she said about the label one time. Camera Obscura, and it's a great song. Paul Melanson's a great guy. Don't have enough time to really talk him up sufficiently. PaulMelanson.com, or I think it's The Arts and Sciences. I'll link to it in the description of this. And this is his song called Jeff Lynne. And everybody should listen to this and love this, especially if you like ELO back in the day. It's an homage to ELO in the style of ELO, where the subject matter is talking about a guy who subconsciously sabotages all his relationships, so they'll be more like ELO, depressing ELO songs. And the more the song goes on, the more like ELO it becomes, and it's just fabulous. I love it. I cannot, even though it's kind of a sad song, you know, But Paul always says that if, when you listen to his songs, the faster and more upbeat the music, the more depressing the lyrics, and vice versa. And this is one of those. It's kind of peppy, but it's actually a really sort of sad song of you know, a guy who is so full of self-loathing that he can't even, you know, love a woman who's trying to love him back. And so, but as you listen to it, it's just so ELO-centric that you're bopping along, and so he kind of sneaks this really depressing song under all his kind of pyrotechnics. And Rob Gal used to be in the Coolies and has the Snack and Shack record studio in Atlanta, did the production on this. And man, he didn't even like ELO. That's what Paul said. He spent a weekend listening to the box set, hates ELO, but managed to put all this kind of stuff in over the weekend. And here we go. Jeff Lynne by Paul Melanson from the album Camera Obscura. right, and once again, that was Paul Melanson. Paul Melanson, PaulMelanson.com. Love this guy. Love his music. Go listen to him. And that has been the audio blog for August 27th, a Friday. This is Dave Slusher from Evil Genius Chronicles, evilgeniuschronicles.org, from rainy Conway, South Carolina. I will catch you again next time. Bye.